Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We were talking about earlier about perseverance, and it's amazing. It's amazing to think that anything can get done in life or in the kingdom of God without having a spirit of perseverance. Let me tell you something. Perseverance is so needed. I mean, what can get accomplished if you don't persevere and stay the course? And I see oftentimes where people say they try. I put a good effort in, but they don't persevere and finish the race. They don't finish and go all the way. And Hebrews says for us not to throw away our confidence. I mean, think about that. Don't throw away your faith. Do not throw away your confidence in God. Confidence in yourself could always be thrown away. We're talking about, so do not throw your confidence away in God, because it will be richly rewarded. We need people to be confident in the Lord. So many times you see confidence being what I like to call as misplaced confidence. Confidence and trust in so many other things. You know, their cars, their resources, their own strength, abilities, other people. But what about confidence in the Lord, faith in God? That's how precious your faith is. And the enemy would try to do everything in his power to get you to give up and to give in. Every lie, every attack. And the thing about it is that we cannot entertain those lies. I mean, the Bible says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and that he is the father of all lies. Rest assured that whenever he's opening his mouth, he's always lying. And so he's constantly trying to attack us with all kinds of thoughts, arrows, if you will, to get us to stop. No forward movement in God. It's all about stopping. It's all about stopping. And you have to be really protective over your heart and over your mind. I mean, the Bible says that above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Proverbs 4, I believe 23. You have to guard your heart. You got to guard your mind and not allow anything to run wild through your mind. And a bit, you know, one of the gifts that we could ever have is a busy and fruitful life.
Right.
Because when your life is consumed with doing the will of the Lord, when your life is consumed being productive and being fruitful, you don't have a lot of time to allow other things to run crazy in your mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're engaged in the things of God. You can get busy and see things happen and see fruit produce. But a mind that wanders and aimless, you know, just thinking about nothing today. Listen, if you don't have a thought in your mind, the enemy will be happy to give you and supply you not just one, but many. And oftentimes those thoughts are about giving up. Those thoughts are about giving in and quitting. Well, listen, if you quit, you're going to forfeit your reward. God wants to reward your faith, but you can't give up. And in verse 36 of Hebrews 10, it says, you need to persevere. You need to persevere. That word, when you think about the definition, it means to persist in anything that you have undertaken. I mean, it means that you just keep going. You maintain a purpose in spite of the difficulty and the obstacles and the discouragement. I mean, oftentimes it's like, oh, I tried doing hard. You know, I tried real hard. But then this obstacle came. Then this situation came and I had to give up. No, you're supposed to maintain. You're supposed to persist in the midst of the difficulty. It's not about trying. No, no. Succeed. Do. Finish. Stick. Stay and stand. Hang in there. Hang tough. And when I think about perseverance and I think about not giving up, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but just in the news, a long-distance endurance swimmer, her name is Diane Nyad. She just finished, first person ever to do this. She swam all the way from Havana to Florida.
Where's Havana?
Cuba. Think about this. Cuba, wow, to Florida, all the way to Key West.
That's what, 90 miles?
No, 110 miles.
Wow.
First person to do this without a shark cage. People have done it before with a shark cage, obviously, so they don't get, you know,
eaten
by a shark. But also the shark cage, I have learned, has a way that it propels people along, too. It's kind of an assistance. Mm. It kind of, you know, they kind of get some kind of, you know, a flow with that.
Mm.
So a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But she's attempted this. This is her fifth attempt. She has been stopped before because of jellyfish things. The water was too rough, and she's you know, not been able to make it. Interesting note, she's 64.
Wow.
64, and just so that you know, she was swimming for 53 hours.
Straight.
Well, she didn't come out the water. She did stop to eat. And what, I guess she had boats that were following. She had a team of 35 with her during this whole thing. I guess they tried to give her some food.
Did she sleep?
Apparently not. I mean, I don't know how she did that. Quite amazing to me.
That's more than 2 days.
Amazing. Amazing.
No, 53 hours.
Think about that.
Wow.
53 hours of swimming. I didn't even think about how do you sleep in the water? I mean, and she did it. She had this mask on her face to protect her from being stung by a jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
She had doctors that were there present monitoring her. At one time she even threw up because she had difficulty breathing. She was throwing up while she was swimming. And she endured. I mean, she was able to do it. And I'm just amazed that you talk about endurance, you talk about perseverance, and you talk about not giving up. This is something that she wanted to do for the longest time, and she did it. She set a record. And oftentimes, people give up. They don't have the fortitude. They don't have, you know, I'm sure that over those 53 hours, she at least had 53 opportunities to give up.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
I heard someone say that they were married for 50 years, and they were celebrating their anniversary, and a very wise man, he says, yep, that means we have 53 opportunities to get a divorce, at least. You know, and these days, people don't understand the word about perseverance. You know, right. You're seeing a culture that's easy to give in and give up, but we can't remember what the word of the Lord is to us. It says, do not give up. Do not throw away your confidence. You know, you need to persevere. You need to hang in there, hang tough, if you will. Some other words that go along with perseverance. You have to plug away. Because if you do, if you continue to persevere, you're going to receive. You're going to receive the reward. God has a reward. He wants to reward our faith. It's the testing of our faith that James talks about. But you know what? And he says that my righteous one will live by faith. When you think about all the things that you do in your life as a believer, everything you do comes by faith. Living by faith is not just a cute scripture that we put on a refrigerator. It's how we live. Everything should be done in faith. We love in faith. We're the righteousness of God in faith. Our salvation's by faith. We lay our hands on the sick and they recover by faith. We hear God's word by faith. We commune with the Lord by faith. It's all done by faith. We work by faith. We sow in faith. And it's the testing of your faith that has to persevere. The enemy wants to attack you in your faith, in your belief, and in your confidence that God is able. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more of all that you dream, can ask, think, or imagine. And you need to be sure in your confidence. You need to be sure in your trust. Because there are situations going to happen, just like this woman who was swimming. You can think of the current. They said at one point that she's swimming, that somebody, one of the doctors was in the water, and they have this electrical thing that they put in the water to scare off or get rid of the sharks that are approaching the water. And they were telling her at one point, go to the right, go to the right, go to the left, go to the left, Go through, I mean, here in shark-infested water, you have a 110-mile journey. I don't know many people who can walk 110 miles, much less swim.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Swim. And your body constantly has to be moving. I mean, how long can you float? You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
How long can you float? Think about the energy that takes place, the training that takes place for that. And at any moment, if you believe, how many times could have been thought in her mind, you know, okay, maybe we need to stop. I can't do this anymore. But she kept pushing. She kept pushing. She kept, you know, envisioning the coast of Florida. Sometimes all you need to do, man, sometimes all you can do is to lock your eyes and see the vision. That's why, you know, God's people perish for lack of knowledge. They perish for lack of vision. They don't have vision. If you don't have vision, let me tell you something. The enemy is more than happy to supply you with multiple visions so that you can have division. Mm-hmm. And everything divided from itself will fall. That's why you got to purposely, whatever it is that God has called you to do, whether it's ministry, your job, a vision for your family, you have to know what it is clear cut so that you can stay focused, so that you can stay locked in for what God's called you to do. But if you're a visionless person, you're being tossed back and forth by every lie of the enemy, by every suggestion from someone who's been held captive, and you're not moving within your purpose. But you got to persevere. You've got to stick, stay, and stand. We need people today that are not going to just stand because it's comfortable, only in times that it's comfortable. What makes the measure of a man or a woman is when things are going down, when the chips are down, where are you? When times get difficult, where are you? Mm-hmm. Are you one that's firm and resolute and say, we're going to get through this? With God, all things are possible. We're going to get through this. We're going to make it through the other side. We're going to go through this, and we're not going to give up. Mm-hmm. You think about all the times that you could have given up.
Mm-hmm.
I think about all the times that you were tempted to throw in the towel. Listen, don't shrink back. The Word of God says that we are not those. We are not those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. Listen, raise your faith level high. Believe again. Don't let your confidence be rocked. Maybe you found out that you have misplaced confidence. Maybe you've been trusting in yourself and things and people. Maybe you've been holding on to what other people have said. You need to know for yourself what the word of the Lord is. You need to spend some time abiding. You can go to iabide.org and get a simple plan where you can learn to spend time with God daily, where you can hear his voice for yourself and write down what God has told you in your quiet time. Listen, there's nothing like putting your hope, your confidence in the Lord. Let me tell you something. That's trust and confidence that can never be shaken. But you have to put it all in God and persevere all the way to the end.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.